So in just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, after this week's debacle, what will be Pepsi's next big comeback ad to restore their reputation. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Home Instead Senior Care, offering customized in-home senior care services from bathing and medication reminders to Alzheimer's care. More at homeinstead.com/NPR. And the Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord, Philip Kotika writes our limericks. Our intern is Kijin Higashibaba. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Liedemann composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dornbos with Jennifer Mills. Thanks this week to Adam Burke. Technical direction from Lorna White, her CFO, that's Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Thanks to the crew here at the Buell Theater. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog, and the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be Pepsi's big comeback commercial? Tom Baudet.
Well, folksy, not too bright sounding spokesperson says something like, Pepsi is common sense choice of colas. Everything you want, bubbles, color, corn syrup, and nothing you don't. Weight gain, diabetes, acne, results may vary. Pepsi Cola will leave the cooler stocked for you.
Paula Poundstone.
So the screen comes up with there's a terrible mudslide in a small island country, and buildings crash and people are buried, and in comes the Kardashian girl, and she hands a victim a soda, and everyone comes out of the mud happy as clams.
Alonzo Bowden.
The CEO of Pepsi said, knock it off, we're going to keep it simple. Hot day, cold Pepsi, wrap it up.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Paula Poundstone, Alonzo Bowden. Thanks to everybody at Colorado Public Radio and our fabulous audience here in Denver. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.